T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who got my back?
I got your back.
Who got my back?
I got your back.
Who got my back?
I got your back. Hold on. I got your back. Shut up.
Who got my back?
Are you going to let me finish?
Who got my back?
I got your
back.
Damn it.
Who got my back?
Hold on.
Who got my back?
I got your back.
Who got my back?
I got your back.
Who has my back?
Run out of gas, guys. Can I pass the baton?
He tried. He tried to hang with him. I like it, though.
You know who else has got Brady's back? We know his dad obviously does.
Oh, Brady sees his dad. Who else?
Well, I mean, it would be Alex Guerrero, of course.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to have a best friend like Alex? Like, do you have a good friend like Alex? I don't think any of us do. Like, it's like he does anything. Like, anything. Whatever you need. No matter what. The guy's there. Well, always by your side.
He's not just a good friend. He's like family, right?
I mean, pretty much.
He's family.
I bet you they're blood brothers.
It's his brother.
Yeah.
Right?
I bet you did some weird ceremony where they cut their
hands. So it
continues. Okay, bye, Nomar.
It continues. Yeah.
Oh, you do have one. Thank you,
so
Ryan. No,
so it continues. You know, it's not even Tampa Bay Buck Week.
Oh,
it's
it
not.
Is. I mean, it is. It
what,
is.
Let me ask you, what it the is. Hell happens next week? Like, what goes down? What am I? What's,
no, I
what
knew,
are we leading up to?
I know we're going to do like a whole week of like retrospective look back on all the times. I know we have something planned. I talked to the big fella yesterday. I know he's got something planned for next week.
Who's the big fella?
Big O.
Oh,
Big
yeah.
O. I think the Big O is going to make a special appearance next week. I think every single day he's going to be involved in some sort of rejoiner or
with
something
us?
Like that.
Word?
I think with everybody.
I'm on the squad
up
there today.
I mean, to be honest
with you. Just, I don't know, we both woke up and just whatever. It is what it is. So Alex Guerrero, he sat down with Karen Grigian of the Boston Herald. And I thought there were some interesting things here. He talks about that relationship, how it got really tough between Brady and Bill towards the end, and blaming Belichick for not evolving. So
this is the most intriguing paragraph here.
See, I like this too because this is Alex Guerrero. The interesting thing I think there, and this is just me, an outsider looking in.
Outsider. That's the rip that. Can we take that part out?
First off, that was Alex Guerrero, right? An outsider looking in, just him, just his opinion. It's not Tom's. It's just me. Outside. Come on. Does anybody buy that? Does
no.
anybody buy that this is just Alex Guerrero's opinion? An outsider looking in?
Just never heard him talk about anything.
That he and Tom have not talked about this before, that Tom hasn't bitched to him while getting massages or whatever the hell you call it. Anyways, he goes on. Says, the interesting thing I think there, and this is just me, an outsider looking in, is that Bill never really, I think his emotions or feelings never evolved with age. I think in time with Tom, as Tom got into his late 30s or early 40s, I think Bill was trying to treat him like a 20-year-old kid that he drafted. And all the players, I think, realized Tom was different. He's older, so we should have been treated differently. And all the players, none of them, would have cared that he was treated differently. I think that was such a Bill thing. He never evolved. So you can't treat somebody who's in their 40s like they're in their 20s. It doesn't work.
I tell you what, listen, I know a lot of people are probably sick of it. Some people are, but I can't get enough of it. I can't get enough of it because the more time goes by, the more information you're going to get. There's no hiding it, no, you know, paraphrasing it. Just honestly, can you imagine? You're 40 years old. You're a grown-ass man, not in your 30s, not just, you know, trying to figure things out, not in your 20s. You're 40. No, I just turned 50. Okay, yesterday. I can only imagine that. I think the same way I do now as I did when I was 40, 44, same way. Nothing's really changed. I can't even imagine some dude trying to undress me in front of all my teammates where I know that they look up to me. I know that they respect me. and they understand the accomplishment and, you know, and appreciate what I've given not only to the sport but to this team and this franchise. And now you're going to take shots to try to, like, you know, send a message to the rest of the team that nobody's special? So you're going to use me. Like, I'm the whipping boy. Like, I'm your guy, the guy that did all this stuff for you, the guy that's taking pay cuts. Like, I would want to throw, like, salt in his face. Like, how dare you? Like, at some point in time, it had to end. Use somebody else. I'm off limits. Honest to God.
No.
The more successful he got, the more he tried to make an example of him.
See,
even to the whole, it's not heart surgery. That whole line, when he literally gashed the hell out of his hand to the point that you could see all the fat and all the grossness of it.
Later on, when we saw what that thumb looked like, and when you go back and you play that sound after that game and say, listen, it wasn't open heart surgery. You know, as far as Tom playing through that injury. After we saw that injury, we're like, you have got to be kidding me. That's your response?
I'm talking about open heart surgery here.
Like, that's your response, and I agree with you. So when does it change? Right? Because he was always able to do that, and Tom would take it. And I think early in his career, when Tom started, you know, winning Super Bowls and people started recognizing him as one of the best quarterbacks in the game, and then it just kind of happened and kept continuing. You know, I think Bill getting on him was a good message for the team, and I think Tom understood that. But at what point do you have to sit there and say, okay, I got to stop riding this guy because now he's like this legend. You know, I'm thinking like Pedro Martinez. You know, when I played with him in 98, you know, all those years, it was 03, I played him those six years. It was like this guy, they treated him differently, right? But I can imagine if they were riding Pedro. But when Pedro, like 04 on, like at the Mets, if they continue to like ride him, he's like, listen, I've gone from, like, I had my career. I'm one of the greatest of all times. And of all time, and I'm getting a little bit older right now. You got to stop treating me like you did back when I was like a 26-year-old pitcher, 28-year-old pitcher. Like, I've accomplished too much. And I would tell you, and maybe the Seth Wickersham book, it happened after the Atlanta Super Bowl. That's when things changed. After he won 5, and that comeback against Atlanta, he changed. He wanted to be treated a little bit differently. And you can say, when did, I think it was when that happened. But I can understand it. I've won 5. You're still going to treat me like the 28-year-old kid, the 30-year-old kid? You're still trying to send a message? Like, I'm past that now. I'm a freaking legend now. Like, I'm the greatest of all time.
But I don't
now.
Think. See, to me, that,
I'm almost 40.
You don't even have to say that. That doesn't even need. That's understood. So the reality that Bill continually used Brady as an example. There was a bunch of other guys on that team that were pretty damn good, that were veterans, and you could have gotten the same point across. But using Brady, who was basically untouchable, who everybody just, especially young players, especially young wide receivers, and, you know, were trying to, trying to learn from him and understood that if he can't get away with it, how the hell could I? I want to read you something from, this is an excerpt from an upcoming Seth Wickersham book, I guess is everybody's, like, fired up about. It's going to be released October 12th. And so you just read the Guerrero line about how Bill never evolved, even though Brady was 40 freaking years old with kids and a family and a baby mama, all that stuff. Here's his line. He says, Brady is less fine with it this year. People close to him believe that it started after last year's playoff win over the Houston Texans, in which Brady completed 18 of 38 passes and threw 2 interceptions. Belichick lit into him in front of the entire team a way nobody had ever seen, ripping Brady for his carelessness with the ball. This will get us beat, he told the team after replaying a Brady interception. We're lucky to get away with the win. So I've been there in those meetings after a win, after a loss. You do something stupid and you hope he doesn't use you as an example. Like, if you could get through a Monday without being seen on film for doing something stupid, without being used as an example, that was a win. And then whenever he used somebody of influence, like a Brady, like a Brewski, whatever, you sat there and said, wow, I guess we're all kind of in the same boat. But that's when everybody's in their 30s. There isn't anybody who's 42, 43.
See, I'd like to know exactly what was said, because you have the quotes in here. This will get us beat. We're lucky to get away with this win. Because a lot of people will hear it and sit there and say, well, that's, you know, you're upset about that? Like, you were 18 for 38 with 2 picks. But when you hear, like, the, you know, ripped into him, the way nobody had ever seen. It's got to be more than that. Because, I mean, would you have a problem if he puts it up there and says, throws these 2 picks? The quarterback's 18 for 38 through 2 interceptions. This is going to get us beat. We're lucky to get this win. Like, well, that doesn't seem like much to me. There's got to be more that would people make people say he lit into him like he's never heard before?
Well, I would like to say at that point in time, what is that? 2017? Was that when that was?
I don't even know, 2018.
But even though, so was it 100% his fault? Did the receiver fall down? I guess my point is, at some point in time, you need to treat him differently. And I feel like, even if the team understood it, then where's the harm of just leaving him off? Like, he should be off limits. Now, because he always did everything right. He's always done everything you've asked him to do. He's never done anything stupid. And you can say, you know, inflation of the balls and all that other stupid stuff. I give him a pass for that, even though nothing even happened. But to me, like, this is just more signs that, more information of where it was going. And you may be sick of it. I don't know. So
Guerrero went on talking about suggesting maybe Belichick seemed to change a little bit. With Cam Newton. He says, it's interesting. You look at how Bill looks at some of these other players. It looks to me like he's been able to modify or change a little bit. Maybe he's forced to. If you're going to be a coach should be the one to modify or make changes. So he's kind of getting on Bill.
See,
my
thing with this is that didn't we discuss how, okay, here comes Cam Newton, veteran quarterback, MVP, played in a Super Bowl, Heisman Trophy winner, very accomplished superstar. Do you think that he was ever fleeced or undressed in public in those meetings like Brady was?
No, his ass was kissed.
And why do you think his ass was kissed? Why do you think it was?
Because he knew he wasn't any good.
And he had to keep somehow his self-esteem, his self-worth at a high level.
But you know, this makes me think that, like, you know, with Guerrero admitting that it looked like he changed his ways maybe with Cam Newton, you're telling me these two, like, you know, aren't listening to Bill talking about Cam, on, you know, whether it's whatever highlights or you name it, sound, sitting there together going, Jesus, I was there for 22 years. I won 6 Super Bowls. This guy sucks. He's been there for about 4 months. He can't play quarterback anymore, and he's kissing his ass. And he rode me the entire time, right till I walked out the door. You know what I mean? Like, you're sitting there going, really? You kissed his ass? And you had all this success you had with me, and you rode me all the way to the end? Like, I can see where that might piss him off.
I can understand some people say, poor Tom Brady doesn't want to be yelled at. Why is he complaining now? Why is he so uptight about it? Why does it matter now?
Please.
If you've been dealing with it.
People do this all the time. Think about it. You're at some work job. You're at some job, right? Some guy's riding you the whole time or something like that. And then some new guy comes in, he's kissing his ass, and then you leave. I mean, this is just, everybody's kind of gone through stuff like this before. If you've changed jobs or moved on, you look back and think, it happens with everybody. He's a competitive people. Yeah, it pisses him off. You can say wow all you want, but I could see it. I could definitely see it. Not surprised one bit by any of this stuff. So I guess he also talked about how they love the situation in Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers have placed no restrictions on how Brady can be treated or where he can be treated. Guerrero used the word fun several times when describing their new workplace. This was a quote, "This place, we have so much fun here. We have a great time. They're great here. Ownership is great. Coaching is great. Management is great." Mm.
Shots.
Ownership is great. Coaching is great. Management is great. We have so much fun.
I mean, I can only imagine if he stayed there 22 years, like what the end would be. It wasn't always like this, though. It wasn't always. I feel like it was everything was fine. There was a small point in time where it kind of got, you know, weird, I think, for everybody. But from my understanding, is all that was smoothed out. There was no issues with anybody. Like, you know, we were sitting there watching to see if Guerrero would be on the plane or not. And he wasn't for a while.
He's up in the
suite. Next thing you know, I'm talking about when it goes to traveling with the team. Like, that
stopped.
Oh,
no, I hear you.
No, you were trying to find Tom coming through, you know, the tunnel. And then, sure enough, there's no Alex Guerrero. And then next you know, the next season starts, and there he is.
But he talks about his time, as far as treating guys. He said there's a large group of players that come, and I don't know what that number is, but there's a large group that work with TB12, like that he works on. Remember, that was like a thing. Couldn't work at it. He couldn't go to the TB12 facility. He had to go up to the suite. He says, we have a great support over here. Ownership is super supportive. Coaching staff is super supportive. Players are supportive. It's been great.
But in their defense, wasn't there some sort of issue with the relationship between Tom, TB12, the rent that he was paying, how that was all situated? I feel like there was multiple issues. Again,
I think issues between the strength and conditioning coach and Alex Guerrero.
And the trainer and the messages.
Not
and,
a problem
and I know
here,
that
though.
Some guys would wouldn't even go to the training room. They would go straight to TB12 and get treatment there.
So how about this? Alex continues. I do think that when we talk about athletes, their ability to function at a high level, you always try to eliminate variables, right? So I think the variable of convenience of being able to treat where we do the treatment and not having to go up to a suite or to go into some maintenance room when we were away, I think just eliminates a variable. We managed it. We managed through it when we were there. But now we don't have to manage that variable. Having that variable taken away, it's a lot easier.
See, that would bug me. I think that would be
they made
of the
my job
would...
hard.
Well, but again
real hard.
I am 38, 39 years old, 40 years old, and the only thing that is keeping me on the field is this guy right here. Why are you making it more difficult for me? Why are you not rolling out a red carpet and say, what can we do for you? How do we make sure, how can we make sure everybody? I think there was a lot of egos at play here. I think there was a lot of attitude, a lot of uneasiness with the way things were going, and a lot of unknown. And I think it came to a head, and then it kind of fizzled. But I think the damage has already been done at that point.
No question. All right, listen, he continued a little bit more. We'll get into that. Get into some of the history, too, of the knee injury of Tom Brady. You hear a little bit more what Alex Guerrero said to Karen Grigian of the Herald. We'll do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can I officially drop the Dunsky hammer? Dunsky.
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 Dunsky. Dunsky. Dunsky is not a reporting term.
One of the greatest hosts on this station said that...
Lou?
No, they are Dunsky.
Dunsky?
Dunsky.
Dunsky?
Dunsky.
Dunsky?
Dunsky.
Dunsky. I get credit. I confirmed it.
Dunsky is not a reporting...
Dunsky. Dunsky, Dunsky, Dunsky.
You like it?
I do.
I like it.
I do.
I like it.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
It's
keep it fresh.
Good.
Keep it loose.
It's all good. Let me take a call. 617-779-7937. How do you feel about Tom Brady having everybody else do his dirty work? I love it. How about that? Because I'm finally getting it. If I'm not going to get it from Tom, which let's face it, you're not going to get it from Tom. Everybody can sit there and say, sack up, Brady. Tell us how you really feel. Stop sending your dad and your trainer out there. I hope Giselle's interviewed tomorrow. I hope someone's down there right now doing a one-on-one. I want to hear more. I always want to hear
Curran's,
it. Why wouldn't you want to hear it?
Curran's down there. I was watching what
Sit
NBC
down with
Sports
Giselle.
Boston.
Let's go.
He's already down in Tampa.
Yeah, he's preparing.
What is he doing in Tampa?
I don't know. They're coming
Everybody
here,
Everybody
right?
is flying to Tampa.
He's doing all the... So they're getting ready to play the Rams.
Yeah, they're leaving. They're going to the West Coast.
This is like the two best teams in the NFC getting ready to face one another. Really, I think it is. And Curran's down there, and during Brady press conference, he's like, hey, you still mad at Bill? Like, I mean, it's just, are you looking forward
Tell
to
what
next?
What really happened?
We're playing the Rams this week, Tom. Whatever.
Do you have a house in Connecticut?
I don't care. Did you buy a house in Connecticut?
Did you sell a house in Connecticut?
Are your kids going to that private school in Tennessee?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Who's the MF-er? Like,
yeah,
they
exactly.
passed on.
This is like, going to be.
A good time?
And he's like, dude, I'm getting ready for the Rams, it's Tom. Go home.
I know.
Come back
Nobody
next week.
Nobody cares. So he's not going to talk to Brady himself. Like, so I just saw Brady's doing a bunch of press conference right now, pre-practice, post-practice.
So what is Tom doing down there?
I think he's just kind of just.
Yeah, I mean,
I think he
Brady
wants boots
done that
on the ground.
Home.
I think he wants to be where all the action is. Okay, so that's like that. I guess now is like New York City. That's the hub of the universe right there. Freaking.
But
Tampa.
Is he asking questions at press conferences about the Patriots in 2 weeks?
Wouldn't you? I feel why not? Let's just get into it. That's why Chuck called Tampa.
You think he's doing a sit down with like Gronk, and he's gonna like air it Monday?
They'll sit by that pool. And put their feet in the
a
pool.
A little floaty
a little baby pool.
Does he do a one-on-one with Tom?
Tommy and
No
Gronky?
Way. No way. The only way
does
he
Brady
does
it. Do
no,
with
you're
going
to have to get in the, because we know there's a lot
Why
of media
else would he
up
be
here.
There?
To get into the scrum, like to ask a question, you know, from from like all the other local reporters.
But why wouldn't he go like Monday morning and do it? Start that week.
I don't know. Maybe he wants some sun and play golf. Maybe
I'm going to text him.
Well, he's going to be on our Sunday show on the pregame show on Sunday.
I'm going to text
him. He comes on.
I'm going to text him, find out what he's doing.
Have him come on.
Just enjoying the. Well, I can't do that. Midday guys love
it. Oh, yeah.
We could just steal everybody. That's just, I feel like we're turning the clock back a little bit today anyway.
Why don't we grab the laser show?
Should we start ripping the other shows?
Let's just steal other guys. We wanted a hockey guy. Okay, let's grab Laser. I don't even know his full name. Evan Laser. I don't know. Is that his name? The hockey guy that they always have on their show?
Oh, you're talking about Evan Lazar?
Oh, yeah, the laser guy. Laser Lazar. Is that his name?
Should we try to get Evan Lazar on, try to see if we can make peace? Or should we have more fun just sort of ripping him?
He would instantly decline because he said he would never promote WEI stuff again.
Oh, so here's his problem. His biggest issue is that come on
and Chad?
Let's talk football. Like if you are so convinced that you know what is going on,
let us
challenge you. Let us ask you questions.
Listen, Evan.
Don't be scared.
Make me sound stupid. Shouldn't be hard. It really shouldn't be. Right? You can. You can do it. You know more than I do. You went to school for it. You're a scout.
Let's go. Hey, you know what? Actually, send him a message. Like, we're looking for somebody next Thursday for like an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe he comes in.
Sure.
And we can treat him like Ben Volen.
Sure.
And then Ben Volen used to hate us.
Yeah. Then
doesn't hate us anymore.
Then we'll have Chad Finn on, too.
Are you guys being serious? You want me to invite him?
I 100% am being serious. Reach yes.
See if he'll come on.
I will invite
him. Let's try to make nice.
Sure. Next Thursday.
I feel like we should just be friends with everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. Or just piss everybody off. Let's go to Tom and Westfield just for the hell of it. Go ahead, Tom.
If you are so convinced.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, Jesus, turn your phone down.
You got to turn that radio down.
Well, I was listening to those awesome guys talking.
All right, now.
They are awesome, by the way. I tell you what, they're two athletes, and yes, I am not smooth coming in and out of breaks, Chad.
Very
we're
clunky.
Doing our best. Go ahead, Tom.
Very clunky.
Okay, first thing I want to say is go Boston Daffodils all the way to the World Series.
Believe it. Canaries. Nope.
Okay, so my thing is I've never heard anything about Antonio Brown. Bill Belichick signed Antonio Brown, and then all these accusations came out about him, and then the Patriots released him on accusations.
Yeah.
Okay. And I would say Robert Kraft is the one who said, oh, we got to release him. We don't want bad press. But Robert Kraft was going through bad press at that time. And I think Tom Brady... No one's ever even talked about it. Maybe that's why he left.
You sound like Tom Arnold.
Oh, do I?
A little bit.
Well, I don't like. Well, never mind.
Very nasally.
Well, listen, I appreciate Tom. I don't think that. I don't think Bill was really happy about Antonio Brown leaving either. I think Bill realized he needed him. I think that was a Robert Kraft thing.
I think that
one of them are happy.
You know, people don't want to give them credit. This always drove me crazy. Tom's last year here. As like they weren't doing anything to help Brady out. They drafted a wide receiver in the first round. They actually signed Antonio Brown after all the heat and all the attention that he was bringing on himself with all the stupidity, all the stupid things that he was doing. They signed him. They brought him in. So you were going to actually have a pretty decent looking lineup. No, it wasn't great, but Antonio Brown was going to be your number one. And maybe things are a little bit different with N'Keal Harry as far as his development. I thought they did everything they could have done for him. They drafted a tailback in the first round. They kept drafting offensive weapons, linemen, wide receivers, tailbacks. Like, what else do they want? What else do you require him to do? So this whole thing that they didn't give him weapons, I think, is ridiculous.
We always have that debate. I believe that.
Believe what?
Because I think you give him weapons in the offseason. I don't think you try to fall into it. They had no idea that Antonio Brown was going to lose his mind with the Raiders. And be released.
Because, he froze his feet on purpose.
Yeah, they're going into the offseason, and Brady's looking around saying, no, there is no Antonio Brown. He doesn't know he's going to fall. They don't know the deadline, we're going to make a trade.
They brought somebody in. Like, you're not giving them credit. So they didn't do it during free agency or during the draft. They brought somebody. They recognized that there was a need, and they got somebody. A very volatile, egotistical wide receiver that brought unneeded attention to the organization.
So I think for a split second,
why don't they get credit
for
that?
For a split second, he sat there and said, oh, okay, well, we kind of lucked into this one because, you know, he got released and we went after him. So, okay, fine, great. Okay, so now I'm all set. Now I've got my wide receiver, and it lasted a week. You know, and you could talk about, listen, they had to release Antonio Brown. They had to. I mean, look at everything that was going around him. Listen, they could have put him on some suspension list, but he wasn't going to play for them. That thing just got too hot too quickly. It did. So But then at the deadline, you know, let's think, oh, he's the one that wanted Sanu. I mean, if I was him after I lost Antonio Brown, I would have taken anybody.
There were other people that he wanted. There were other wide receivers, Michael Thomas. Other receivers that were available.
Said, no, we're giving you Cooks.
Yeah.
Right?
You got Brandon Cooks, who wasn't bad, but he wasn't Michael Thomas.
How about Tom Brady? Guerrero shedding some light on that recent knee surgery. He said it happened 4 years ago in a Tennessee game.
You remember the play?
I don't, but he says, remember when he ran and got tackled? Like, that doesn't really describe
was,
a big...
I think
do
it
I
was,
remember when Tom Brady ran and got tackled?
No. You know what I think it was?
Like, what?
There was a pass play. There was a quarterback throwback pass.
Yeah.
I think that they attempted, and it didn't work. That's what if I remember correctly, I'm not
you're
sure.
You're right.
Is that what it was?
It was a trick play. He was targeted as a receiver against the Titans. He was then on the injury report until week 15, but did not suffer or any structural damage to his
knee.
I don't even know if he caught it, to be honest with you. But
he was targeted on the play.
He didn't catch it. It was a terrible throw. He kind of twisted weird, I remember. And then to add insult to injury, Vrabel ran the exact same play.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Ran the exact same play with Marcus Tuivasa. Yep. No, not Marcus Tuivasa. Whatever their quarterback was.
Mariota.
Mariota. Man, mm-hmm. I went all the way back to Tuiasosopa. He was a quarterback for Washington. Jesus.
So, 4 years ago, he's been playing.
Tuiasosopa.
He's been playing on, as Karen points out.
Hawaiian guy.
He won 2 Super Bowls and 2 conference title games on the road with that bad knee. It was that long ago. And Alex goes on and says, finally, after last season, I'm like, Tom, listen, at your age, this is something that we just got to get fixed as soon as the season is over. And so he said the rehab is going well. He prepared for him. The rigors of football, and now we're into it. 2 weeks and so far, so good. So 4 years ago, he sprained that MCL that he got replaced just this offseason. And he just said, listen, you're 43, going to be 44. We can't just let this sort of sit, right? And so we need to take care of this thing. So they take care of it. And I'd say he's off to a pretty good start. I don't know. You tell me.
No, I mean, listen, you have one of the best therapists in the world working on you at your call whenever you want it. So, of course, he's doing well. Of course, he's doing great. What do you want to do? You want to do this or no? Oh, we should break.
Yeah, let's break real quick. I want to take a look at this. Jenna Lane, ESPN. I'll give you the headline.
We're not doing this next, though.
What? Oh, no. What are we doing?
We're going to do Chuck from Tampa.
Oh, yeah. We got some Chuck
from
Tampa.
You got to calm down. Like, you're all hot and sweaty and...
You just told me we're going to do this next. Let's take a break.
You want to do this? You sound like the two knuckleheads that I called in earlier. They started fighting with each other because the one guy dropped the call and the other guy wanted to keep going. They're looking for a new host now because I pissed them off so badly.
Oh, so we got Chuck
calling
in.
And Tyler.
And you pissed everybody off. We will get to this tweet from Jenna Lane from ESPN talking about Alex Guerrero, trying to confirm some comments he made about Bill Belichick's feelings towards him never evolving. You hear that as well. Maloney and Forey, that's next.
Hey, Chuck.
Mac from Boston.
Chris.
Chuck. Let's go to Chris in Massachusetts.
Hey, how you doing?
My wife is from Kansas.
You wouldn't know a good cup of clam chowder if I threw it in your face.
I'm a Pats fan living in New York.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I'm in Denver. I work in medical sales. I'm selling stuff out here. I'm running down to Boulder, Colorado. Love Boulder.
The only Rodney we respect out here on the East Coast is Rodney Harrison.
And this is Christian Fourier.
No, it isn't Christian Fourier.
Come on, Christian. If it's you, you can do much better than that. Come on.
This is so bad.
I got a cold. I'm sick. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Hey, thanks for the call, Chris. Really enjoyed it. Bill is up next in Nashville. Bill, go right ahead.
That may be one of the great calls we've ever had.
All right, later.
Shout ahead.
Oh, the big fella's back at it. Couple of things real quick. At 4 o'clock, we're going to talk to Jeff Duncan of NOLA.com. Covers the New Orleans Saints. Get his take on what's going on with that team, what to expect on Sunday. 4:30, big deal, no big deal. And if you missed my rant about being shamed by certain influence in this town, we're going to replay it in the entirety. I think it was a record long, I don't know, 7 minutes.
It's pretty impressive. I'm not going to lie.
At the 5 o'clock hour, you'll hear that thing in its entirety. But you're back at it again.
Yeah.
Pissing off people, prank calling them.
Yeah, it was funny because, you know, our intention was
bust
to
move?
No, I knew you were going to say that. Our intention was to actually call New Orleans to find a New Orleans station.
Yep.
But I guess neither one of us knew that they were an hour behind us. So we decided to call Tampa instead. And because, you know, why not break down Tampa and Patriots now? Why wait a week? Tommy Kern is down there. All we're doing is talking about Brady and how he left. So screw it. Let's go down and let's call us WDAE in Tampa, home of the Rays, by the way. So they know their baseball down there. And we're going to talk to Pat Donovan and Aaron Jacobson. Okay, so what we're going to play you first is their fee. So if you don't know how this works, you call a station. They have the ability to kind of pod you down, turn down what you're saying. We do it all the time. And this is what they got. What they did to me because I kept ripping them a new one. Here's how it starts.
Let's go to Chuck in Tampa. Chuck, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're well. How are you?
Good. So I'm from New England. I'm down here working. And I just got to tell you how embarrassed I am for your city. You guys want to be Boston so bad, it makes me want to puke.
This is funny.
Heideltown. I drove by Raymond James Stadium. I drove by the stadium. I wanted to see this sign, this banner, this championship.
This banner.
What a pathetic excuse. That's not even a sign. It's a little thing that, like, no one can even see.
Chuck, we don't need to know about your personal life.
Chuck, it's not all about size. It's about how you use it, my friend.
You, to grab our quarterback, for you to be relevant, you had to borrow our quarterback and our
image,
our philosophy,
hey, Chuck,
you guys to be relevant again. That's embarrassing. And, like, let's not act like your baseball team is any good either. Like, the Red Sox compared to the Rays?
You guys spend so much money and you're six games back, Chuck. That's embarrassing.
Thank you very much.
Keep telling us about how good of a sports fan you are, Chuck, while you talk about the salary cap in baseball. One more thing,
Chuck,
for you.
Hold on, Chuck.
This
Chuck.
Is it. Your time is up. Yeah,
okay, so
the salary cap.
So that's so the song.
Thank you very much.
And we were trying to not pay a luxury tax. No, so what
both
they do
our
is,
salaries on the IL are not here.
So that's their blow up song. Like, they don't like, so it's a terrible job. Like, let it go, let it breathe. So what I didn't understand is that once I hung up, they start feuding. The two
mean?
Hosts, they start fighting with each other.
Why?
One
mean?
Guy wants to keep it going. He's excited about it. He's
yeah.
he's like entertained. The other guy
he's actually having
is too
fun
serious.
For once.
Yeah, he's finally having. The other guy is so buttoned up and so uptight that then they get into an argument.
If I tell you I'm not done with Chuck, I'm not done with Chuck.
Ooh.
I have more to say to Chuck.
Oh,
let him know.
I know it's the moment's past now.
Ooh.
You understand about the moment. You're a stand-up comedy.
Chuck
comic
had enough.
Now. You decided Chuck had enough, and now Chuck has made me mad at both of you.
Well, you know what? Nobody wants to listen to that, dude.
Don't decide.
Nobody wants to listen
this
to two people scream at each other at
like
the top of their lungs.
If I want to feel like I want to yell at Chuck, I'm going to yell at Chuck.
Yes, and we did that.
You didn't let me. You took that away from me.
Yes.
You took.
I did.
This is Pat's choice.
It is my choice. If a guy is just going to scream without giving you a chance to reply, he's done.
The reason I'm more upset with you personally is I looked you in the eye. I told you to hold on. You saw it, and you made the decision for yourself to
play the
dumbest soundbite in the world.
No, no,
I hate that thing. I'm going to rip the computer out.
I'm going to play it again.
Wow. I'm going to rip the damn computer out. I'm going to break the computer.
Play it again right now.
I'm going to break the damn computer.
Listen.
I hate that thing.
Holy, look what
so,
you did
all right,
to
you know
these
what?
Guys.
We didn't even get to Tom Brady's dad because of that idiot Chuck, because we gave him so much time, despite me cutting him off before you wanted to.
So they gave me actually no time. So the comedian doesn't want any comedy. The other guy, I guess, who plays it straight, wants to engage, wants to go back and forth. But the crazy thing, okay, so they decide we don't want any of this business. We don't want anything to do with this. This is silly. We don't engage. Sure enough, their very first call is a guy that wants to fight Chuck.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, hey, Chuck, if you're listening, don't come down here and disrespect my city. I want to get into a fist fight with you. I will meet you at Raymond James in 15 minutes in the South parking lot. Me, you, and my fist. Let's go, Chuck.
Ooh. It got real.
Oh, it got real serious.
But here's
hard.
The thing. I think there's some underlying issues that these two have, right? They obviously
it
don't
comes
like
out.
Each other.
There's more. No, it comes out.
I mean, they don't like each other.
No, talk about opposite personalities.
He even said that stupid, boring sound thing you play when you cut them
that's
off. Like, they hate each other.
That song is so irritating. They kept playing it. They kept playing, because that's their feed. Now, I can play you what we recorded, and you can literally hear me yelling and screaming the entire time as they try to play music and bits and drops over my voice. So, but it wasn't all bad. So then finally, somebody who actually, you know, wanted to, I guess, support the local radio station called up, followed by yours truly, Tyler.
What's up, Joe?
Listen, that guy called up and he said he's from New England. He probably is. He's as dumb as a post. You guys enjoy your championships. It is to be relished.
Well, Joe, listen, thank you for the phone call and showing us that not all massholes are actually a-holes. We appreciate it. Let's go to Tyler in Boston real quick.
Uh-oh.
Good afternoon, Tyler.
Chuck was absolutely spot on. He's smarter than both of you guys.
Aaron, I'm doing it again. Aaron.
So they hung
Wait,
up
Tyler,
on Tyler,
is that you?
Right away.
I got 8 seconds where they dumped me.
That was you. You called back.
They hung up on Tyler right away. That is such a Glenn Ordway thing to do,
this
right?
This guy just finished saying, look, this guy's a great point. There's not all a-holes in Boston. Let's go to Tyler. Tyler just roasts it.
Let's go to Tyler in Boston real quick. Good afternoon, Tyler.
Chuck was absolutely spot on. He's smarter than both of you guys.
Aaron, I'm doing it again.
Hangs up on him right away. There's no back and forth whatsoever. All right, so there's an obvious rift between these
no,
two.
No, there's no question.
They do not like
They're
each
not
other,
lasting.
And this just kind of brought it out. Finally, it brings it out. So they continue to go back and forth with each other.
How long do you want to listen? I promise you our listeners don't want to listen to people from Boston call here and be a-holes all day.
Ooh, long pause.
Seriously.
They want you to look at each other.
How much time do you want to give to that nonsense?
We'll never know. I need to let them know that you can't just come onto our turf and get away with it. They need to hear something. I got to give them something or else they don't feel complete. I feel like I've taken a bite out of a meal and then the rest of the meal is staring at me and it's like, you can't have the rest of me. What am I going to do with that? And nobody wants that. I don't want that. I feel unfulfilled. It's like just the tip.
All right, the rest of the show, all right, you can talk to all the Boston a-holes that want to come in and as long as you want. And we'll see. I to me, it's not.
I'll rip them apart. I'll samurai sword them all day long.
Oh, cool.
love it.
You know what this means. What's happening now, and you have to embrace it. And you're not embracing it. You're not embracing it. Just listen, because I know you're just ready to jump out and talk. There are people that are calling this show from Boston.
Yeah,
this has never happened before. Why? They're scared. They're sad. They've lost their championship era, and it's in Tampa Bay, a place that they don't feel like deserves.
So their belief is that the people of Boston are jealous of title town Tampa. Tampa and the Lightning, Tampa and the Rays, Tampa and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Like, they believe that people in Boston are so upset and jealous that they're like, actually, people living in Boston are listening to Tampa radio. No, there's only two people in Boston that are listening to Tampa radio. Me and Tyler. Me and Tyler. That's it.
You came
nobody
in on a
else.
Whim today. You're like, I think I'm going to do Chuck today. And then you might have just ruined this whole radio
show. I like
this
one guy. I'm thinking down in like Tampa. It's just like boring. You finally get someone to call in and start ripping this, right? Like, there's probably, in Tampa Bay, there's probably no negativity whatsoever.
Zero.
Like, sports radio right now is probably loving this because everyone's winning. They're finally getting some action. You got somebody that calls up a little negative, and the guy's like, you got to go away. And the guy's like, what are you talking about? That's
so
fun.
So, they actually, on their station, fun. They actually said, okay, fine. The one guy gave in. He's like, fine. Okay, anybody can call in. Call in whenever you want. We're going to do this right now, right here and right now. I called back up.
You called them back?
I called them back. I was listening to their version of Tyler and begging and pleading with this guy to put me back on.
He
would not let me back on. They said, hold on, let me talk to those. They just would not do it. So then Tyler called. And Tyler, didn't you get through again?
Yeah, Tyler's in the other room. But Tyler, the whole time that you and I were trying to get through the next time, Tyler's over there ripping him again. The whole time we were waiting.
Okay, so I want to play you our feed, okay? Because you heard their feed. And they were able to, you heard them, you know, playing a bunch of Gronk laughing clips.
Bunch
of that stupid song. They wouldn't even let it breathe, okay? Something what Glenn would do, okay?
I have those too.
We do. I guess everybody has them. Everybody has them. All right, so here's our version.
Chuck, good afternoon.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're well. How are you?
Good. So I'm from New England. I'm down here working. And I just got to tell you how embarrassed I am for your city. You guys want to be Boston so bad, it makes me want to puke. Like, Title Town? Are you kidding me? Title Town. I drove by Raymond James Stadium. I drove by the stadium. I want to see this sign, this banner, this championship Super Bowl banner. What a pathetic excuse. That's not even a sign. It's a little small little thing that, like, no one can even see.
I don't know what car you're driving around that's all nice to mask your insecurities, but
there is no insecurities.
Right,
all I know is it took you to grab our quarterback for you to be relevant again. You had to borrow our quarterback and our image and our philosophy for you guys to be relevant again. That's embarrassing. And, like, let's not act like your baseball team is any good either. Like, the Red Sox compared to the Rays, they should move you to Memphis for God's sake. Nobody even goes to your games.
You guys spend so much money in your six games.
We are under the salary cap. Thank you very much. You call yourself a hockey town.
You dumbass.
Who wants to have a parade on water? Who's Buccaneer John? That guy's a dope.
All right, we're done. Jesus. Salary cap, thank you very much.
Yeah, and technically, I am correct.
Well, under the CBT, yeah.
Okay,
tax.
Yes,
sure,
okay,
sure,
the luxury
yes.
tax. Okay, that's kind of what I meant.
Yes.
They weren't paying for, you know, the ability to use extra money.
Yes.
So, yes, I thank you very much. Yeah, yeah. So they actually said that we can call all week.
Oh,
all week.
Oh, Jesus.
All week. So
Chuck, every single day?
Oh, they said they only take one call per person. So if you can't call twice into their show. I couldn't be on their air twice in one,
no,
whatever, 3 hours.
So you can still check in with them.
So don't mention them. Don't bring it to their attention. I'm sure they're not listening, although maybe they are. After
we are under the salary cap. Thank you very much.
No, I think there was a lot of after-show meetings going on with those guys.
I love that line. Yeah, they wanted to have a meeting afterwards, right? It seemed like they needed to kind of lock the door behind them
like
and have it out.
Listen to me. You know, I wish you'd have more respect for the things I say when I'm on the air. You just ignore me.
So if a guy calls in and asks to fight the last caller, like, isn't that something that you should kind of, you know, engage and kind of make part of the show? Shouldn't you do that? Isn't that important? Like, not that I want anybody to get beat up, but I thought that was as soon as Chuck calls up, other people are calling and wanting to fight him.
That was good.
So do you think that caller that wanted to fight Chuck is just waiting right now in the Raymond James parking lot,
I know.
Waiting
well,
for you to show up?
Yeah, I wish I would have. Yeah. I wish I would have known and heard that beforehand, because once we kind of did it, we kind of had to turn it off. We
Chuck, if you're listening, don't come down here and disrespect my city. I want to get into a fist fight with you. I will meet you at Raymond James in 15 minutes in the South parking lot.
Yeah, he's
me,
definitely there.
You, and my fist. Let's go, Chuck.
Yeah, he's definitely there.
He's sitting there waiting with his car running.
Yeah, there's no question.
With his lights on.
He doesn't have a job. So
no, of
he's
course
just got
not. It doesn't work.
Yeah, he's got nothing else to do. He's just driving around.
He was triggered by Chuck and Foxborough's like pro-Patriots.
Yes.
Who was embarrassing their city. Like, great, it's a great city. I get it. It's sunny all the time. You got some good teams, but nobody's
right,
ever
like
going to
so
call you Title Town.
Chuck going to make another visit next week?
Maybe.
To them, you think?
Maybe. Well, if we can get through. We'll see if we can engage again.
Sounds like one guy would love to have you on. The other one, not so much.
I asked if I could actually send a message to Brady. That's what I really wanted to do. I wanted to send a message to Brady.
Speaking of Brady, can I play this real quick?
Yeah. Because we got sound of him talking.
We do, because Jenna Lane, ESPN, says she tweeted this. We have sound. So she says, I asked Tom Brady about trainer Alex Guerrero's comments in a Boston Herald saying Belichick's feelings towards him never evolved. The words protective feelings and gratitude stood out. This was Tom Brady addressing that question.
Yeah, I have, you know, great respect and admiration for my time there. I've had great 20 great years there. I kind of spoke that the last 18 months. You know, it's a great time in my life. But, you know, really happy to be here. And I think we've done some great things in a short period of time. Really love the teammates that I have that I'm playing with here. Love the coaches. The organization's been amazing. Again, it's just a lot of gratitude for me. So everyone has, you know, protective feelings and emotions as friends and family members. And that's just part of being in sports. And you have a lot of people who, you know, because they're not out there, they want to protect. And it's a very caring, loving thing that a lot of people do. But, you know, from my standpoint, I had a great time, but really my focus has been on trying to be the best I could be for this team and trying to go out and be a winning quarterback, be a championship-level quarterback for this team, this organization, because they certainly deserve it. And, you know, I made a commitment to them, and I want to live up to it.
So he spoke. He's not exactly diving in. I think the part that obviously stands out, given what his dad and Alex had to say, was when he says everybody has protective feelings and emotions as friends and family members. That's part of being in sports. A lot of people who, because they're not out here, they want to protect. And it's a very caring, loving thing that people do. So the 90% of stuff that's bullcrap that comes out of his mouth that he admitted to, 10% truth. So was there any truth in any of this?
Was
he
there
didn't
any,
say anything. It's typical Brady.
Well,
he's not going to say anything.
Do you think that he truly has love and admiration for his time here
Absolutely.
In England? Yes, I believe
Why
him.
Why wouldn't you?
Okay, do you really feel like he's happy where he's at now?
And he had 20 great years.
Things?
There's no question about
I
it.
I don't see there's anything about it. I don't think why, you know, he's probably getting really tired of obviously answering these questions, and it's going to be all next week. The key is to hear about it from Bill's side. That's what we really want to do.
All right, let's go to the phone call real quick. I want to bring this guy back. It's been a while. Here's Kevin from Bristol. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Lou.
How are you?
First, I want to say your rant was long overdue. And I want to say this. You said Kirk wouldn't have lasted at EEI anyway. And the question I have is why, and I know the answer already, because they didn't give him the freedom to keep slaughtering 98.5. This is your best show in a while. And you know why? Because you're doing what Kirk wanted to do. You're talking like humans who happen to watch sports. You're not being so formulaic. You're mixing in personal stuff.
Well, hey, thanks for the programming, Kevin.
And problems and
my politics. Thing is that you know Kirk as well as I do, that if he came back, he wouldn't have lasted. He would have just, he didn't want to do it anymore, and you know it. He wanted to kind of do his own thing, be able to say what he wanted. And it's just some things that, I'm sorry, we all know you can't do, you can't say on the radio. That's just the way it is. You know it, I know it, he knows it. So I wish he never left. I wish he could have adapted, but we all know he could, and I'm happy for him because he's doing what he wants to do.
The crazy Thanks. Thing with all this is that there was a time period where it was like so taboo to even act like those guys even existed or worked here.
Whatever.
And it always drove me crazy. And I'm not even kidding. Like there's Callahan, Ordway, and John Dennis, Kurt to a certain degree. I mean, they have their fingerprints all over the station.
Dale,
definitely Dale. You know, as far as guys that I know. So to act like those guys didn't have an impact or just meant nothing to me is a little disrespectful, and they should be it's not like you should hide it.
No,
but I want a wall back there, right in the hallway where all the dirty business happened, where it all started, all the fights and all the arguments.
We're in a different building.
We can still act like that was the build. This was the hallway where it all happened.
So where would you want to pick the spot in the wall?
I would put a Kirk Minahan plaque right there on this at this spot on this day. Kirk Minahan attacked Christian Fourier. Yeah. Didn't even see it coming. Jerry Callahan, of course. Big O.
Yes.
Dale.
Yes.
Big John Dennis, friend of the show.
Glenn's plaque a little lower where he tried to.
No, we're in a Glenn Ordway Studios right now here.
We are. They're going to rename this studio Glenn Ordway Studio.
Mm-hmm. In the Kirk and Jerry and Dino and Dale studio. Yes, yeah. That's how we do it. All right, by the way, this hour, Maloney and Fourier, is brought to you by Window World of Boston. Give them a call at 1-800-NEXT-WIN or online at windowworldofboston.com. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Jeff Duncan. Now, he's down. He works for NOLA.com. He covers the New Orleans Saints. I actually feel better about this game than I did against the Jets. I think they're pathetic. I'm going to ask Jeff what he thinks. We'll do that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.